This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. If the rainy weather kept you from getting out to enjoy the fall colors this weekend, you still have time. Tourism officials say colors will peak this week for the Green Bay area. Many counties to our north are already at peak color, with some places in central and southern Wisconsin only 25% there yet. No matter where you go, it's just a beautiful time to live in Wisconsin. Farmers are crossing our state to raise their voices against trade barriers. The Motorcade for Trade made a stop in western Wisconsin on their 14-state tour across America's heartland. Free Trade Executive Director Brian Keel says 95% of consumers of American agricultural products do not live in the U.S. Since Wisconsin relies heavily on agricultural exports, especially for soybeans, dairy, and cranberries, tariffs intended to punish other countries are actually causing significant financial hardship for our farmers here at home. Keel says the U.S. not only needs to keep the markets we have, but also find new markets without facing trade barriers. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Thanks to decades of public health announcements, most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect cancer, meaning those women could get a clean bill of health when actually something is wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds, but that means women are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket. A current bill, recently passed unanimously by the Senate, is named after Gail Zare, a Wisconsin woman who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. Gail's Law would require insurance companies to cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bipartisan group of women behind the bill say they are looking forward to bringing it to the assembly floor. If you hope to bag a sturgeon this winter, now's the time to get your license. Wisconsin's DNR sent out a reminder that the deadline is October 31st for all spears who want to harvest a sturgeon from Lake Winnebago. Wisconsin's pheasant hunting season also opened over the weekend and runs through January. Bag limits are now 2 roosters a day. Both fans involved in a viral clash at American Family Field have been banned from future Brewers games. The Milwaukee attorney who threatened to call ICE on a Dodgers fan has lost her job and resigned from a volunteer position. The man who recorded it all was removed from the game for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The Brewers say they don't tolerate offensive comments about race or national origin and want all fans to feel safe. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning people to be on the lookout for healthcare scams as open enrollment season gets underway. Agency officials say scammers will contact residents during the open enrollment period, claiming they can help them find the best deal for their health care. The scammers then request personal information, including their Medicare ID or Social Security number. Agency officials warn residents to be wary of unsolicited calls during the open enrollment period. Clintonville police called in the big guns for a challenge that has police departments across the state in a friendly competition. Boasting they're the only department with a celebrity endorsement, police in Clintonville brought in hometown boy and former WBAY news anchor Bill Jartz for reinforcement. The departments are raising money for the Police Lights of Christmas campaign. The program helps provide gifts for families in need during the holiday season. So far, Clintonville is in the lead with $4,000, but the Pulaski Police Department is right on their heels at $3,900. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers to keep an eye out for deer this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decrease. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. Several counties in our neck of the woods rank among the state's highest for deer crashes. Outagamie and Manitowoc counties topped the list last year. The USS Cobia is back home again in Manitowoc after being dry docked in Sturgeon Bay since early September. The World War II submarine had some major restoration and repair work done. It also got a good cleaning. The hull was sandblasted to remove 3 tons of mussels and other debris that had accumulated over nearly 30 years since the last dry docking. The sub also got a new coat of paint from bow to stern. The USS Cobia, built in 1943, has been a proud centerpiece of the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Many say it's a lasting reminder of Manitowoc's role in World War II submarine production. Even though the Cobia is back at home and all spiffed up, it won't be open to the public until a later date. We will keep you posted when that's announced. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a 5-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team, by the time I, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM.